only you could find the time.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
WGXC Acra, 90.7 on your dial. Also online at wavefarm.org/WGXC.
Turnout upstairs at the Avalon Lounge on Thursday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. for Breaking the Algorithm IRL. A monthly mixer with mixers for mixers presented by WGXC. This month's live taping of WGXC's segment Local Waves in Conversation features musician Matthew O'Neill of the organization and record label Panther Mountain. DJ set this month is by Yeshi of WGXC show Normal Radio. Entry by donation. Come on out and get to know other folks involved in the Hudson Valley music world. Information on WGXC's community calendar at WGXC.com.
Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character. My integrity.
My faith in God. He favors me.
But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise. God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me.
They
whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character.
My faith in God.
He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend. Won't compromise.
God favors me. I speak
prosperity.
And I speak health. God favors me.
They whispered.
They whispered.
They conspired. They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My character.
My integrity.
been questioned, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health. See, but I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you, beloved. Whew. Just came running up them stairs trying to get my teapot on. Ran out of breath. Y'all hold on a minute. I'll be right there. Whew, gotta catch that breath. Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Bright Side Show, the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Right now, right here with me on WGXC as I catch my breath. WGXC Accra, WGXC Hudson, Catskill, New York, WGXC elsewhere, on WGXC.org online. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And it just feels good, good, good today. Good, good, good today. I checked the headlines this morning. I didn't see anything funny pop up on my phone. So I'm going to decree and declare that yesterday, No King's Day, was a success. Hallelujah. You know, there's a scripture that says the devil is a liar and the father of lies, and there's no truth in him. And there was some lies going on. There wasn't nobody going to show up. The news report says there were 7 million strong all over the nation in the streets saying, no kings, no kings. Next year, we celebrate 250 years since the Declaration of Independence from a king. And we're not going back to that. It took how many more years? 100 plus more years for black folks to get freedom from oppression and authoritarianism encroached in that whole slave situation, that North Atlantic slave trade business. But hallelujah, here we are, and we're not going back to that. And are you with me? God is a liberator. God is the God of the oppressed, not the oppressors. Amen. Come on here, somebody. Let me get to the good, because there's good music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Yes, beloved. First of all, I'm gonna back up a little bit, backtrack, and say snaps and claps to the organizers of the No Kings Days of Action. Nationally, the group Indivisible and all of the organizations that partner together, and locally, Sister Ackerman and Brother Allen all the people who put some wonderful speeches, by the way, powerful speeches, yesterday here in Hudson at the No Kings Action. So grateful for those who organized it, put it together, and it went so well and so smooth. Place was packed out for people demonstrating against the kingship, the wanted kingship, the tyranny, the despot, whatever you want to call it. I talked about this a few months ago, I think, and it was mentioned on yesterday about the Declaration of Independence, the 13 charges against the King of England, and why the early settlers, pilgrims, colonialists were vying for their independence based upon those charges. When we look at the last 9.5 months, well, 10 months tomorrow, right? They're all there again. That's why we say we're not going back. All right? We're not going back to that. Forward ever, backward never. How about that? Okay, so now I'm getting ready to get to the music part. Yes, I am. But I also want to acknowledge this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I want you men and women to get checked out. Get checked out, especially if you have some family members that have had cancer. Get checked out, okay? That annual checkup, that physical, making note of any things that happen in your body that's different, that's reoccurring. You know, get to the doctors. There's so much that's out here now, so much knowledge, wisdom, experience, expertise, treatment plans and protocols. So, amen. Don't be scared. Go and find out that ain't nothing there. How about that? And if there is, amen, you take care of it, all right? It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well. And I want to say to those who might be listening, if you are a person who, you know, was a survivor, a conqueror over domestic violence, but you want to keep, you know, some anonymity, you can vote. You can vote confidentially. You need to reach out to the Board of Elections in your community and find out how to do that, all right? You can be protected and vote at the same time. It's Clergy Appreciation Month, and I want to say snaps and claps to all my fellow clergy. Some are in it for a season, some are in it for a reason, and some are in it for a lifetime. Amen. I can raise my hand on that one. But show some appreciation from the cradle to the grave. We're here for you. Amen. Babies are born. They get baptized. Loved ones pass on. And they get funeralized, eulogized. Amen. And in between, we walk with you through the various roads and vicissitudes of life. So, you know, a little appreciation for the clergy. How about that? And the devil is a lie. Ain't no such thing as Christian nationalism. Somebody, there's no such thing. That's something somebody made up and people bought it, but there's no such thing. They're giving Christ a bad name, beloved, but we're not standing for it. We're standing up for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The God of all, the God who so loved the world that he came into the world, come on here, to be one of us and to conquer the power, the right of sin and death and the grave. No room. Hallelujah. You've been conquered. You can't live here. And also Indigenous People Awareness. I'm going to say month. Amen. Just give them a month. Hallelujah. Last Monday was Indigenous People Day. And but, you know, we celebrate you all the time. I just love the fact we're coming up to Thanksgiving, where we remember how the ancestors of our Indigenous people today, how they fought and died, amen, after opening up their hearts and homes to help the settlers, the early settlers, how their land was taken. Come on here, somebody, amen. So, yeah, beloved, it's amazing. No reason to be shame about it. It's amazing that this nation could go through such things and still have grace upon it from God, that God wants to see, man, America. I think that America might be one of God's last efforts. Democracy might be one of God's last efforts to teach us how to live among each other. Hallelujah. to teach us how to love those who are less fortunate than we are, as he teaches us in his scriptures, to teach us that, hallelujah, it's not just about me. Praise be to God. I'm going to talk more about that in my comments for today. Hope you listen. Hope you'll stay around, stick around to hear that. Okay, so now I am ready to get to the music part. We have, and I'm going to have to cut one of these songs out at least, because I've gone on a little bit longer in my opening comments today. But I do have on the lineup, you might miss one, but I do have, and I'm planning to try and get them all in. God's on Your Side, Mississippi Mass Choir. Chains Break at the Name of Jesus, Eulogy Hunsu, out of Africa. Chain Breaker, Zach Williams. Break Every Chain, Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Amen. I think I'm going to stop there, and if I have enough time, I'm going to slip this other one in. I ain't going to mention it right now because I might play it next time. But right now, it's God's on Your Side. Chains Break at the Name of Jesus. He's a chain breaker, beloved. Hallelujah. He's a chain breaker, and he can break every chain. How about that? This is music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
Some days are weary.
Some days you're weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's
the reason why.
Come
on. God's on your side. He can handle it. God's on your side. Hold on. God's on your side. God's on your side. Miss LeAngela Johnson. Yeah.
Yes, beloved, you better know it. You got to know it. God is on our side. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. No doubt about that. God is for us, not against us. And he's the one who can break every chain that binds, that holds you back, holds you down. Go, God, go.
A gentle voice calling my name. It said, child, rise up. I've paid the price. No more shame. No more shame.
Chains break at the name of Jesus. Fear falls and the captives are free.
You are still in prison.
Jesus.
Some of you sing in the choir, but your heart is locked.
Jesus.
Some of you preach in the pulpit, but you are bound in secret. Prepare to the cross of the name of Jesus. It's not for decoration, it is for deliverance. He is the Lion of Judah, the consuming fire, the Holy One. At the whisper of his name, chains start falling. At the whisper of his name, healing comes. At the whisper of his name, prisons open wide. There is no other name but Jesus Christ.
Chains break at the name of Jesus. Fear falls and the captives are free. Every wall must crumble, every stronghold flee. There's victory in the name of Jesus.
Addiction.
Jesus.
Who tears the veil of depression?
Jesus.
Who silenced the voice of the accuser?
Jesus.
Who reigns forever as deliverer?
Jesus.
No demon in hell can resist his voice.
Jesus.
No curse from your ancestors is stronger than his blood.
Jesus.
No chain from your past can survive his fire.
Jesus.
Today is the day of freedom. Lift your hands, open your mouth.
Jesus.
And call upon the name above all names. Jesus.
Jesus.
Break every chain.
Jesus.
Break every chain.
Jesus.
Break every chain.
Addictions
bow. Strongholds fall.
Jesus.
Family
against the risen chains break. Chains fell at the tomb, the stone rolled at his throne. I am free, forever free in Jesus' name.
Jesus!
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking. Oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org, online all the time. You can go to the WGXC.org website to rebroadcast, replay any of our shows. If there's something you hear that you like, let us know. You can call in also at 518-622-2598, 518-622-2598. You can leave a comment and it might get played on air. This is Pastor Kim saying there is a bright side somewhere. Right now is right here with me on WGXC, for we bring you the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we're still with the theme that he breaks chains. Oh, my Lord. Can I talk about him? Ask me how I know.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Them chains falling, beloved. Hey, my chains, family's chains, my community's chains, my country's chains. I hear some chains falling. That's all I know. I hear some chains falling. Come on here, somebody. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Gracious eternal God, Lord, I just come before you right now, and I thank you for the opportunity to do so. Lord, I thank you for while we slept, you did not slumber. I thank you, God, that when we woke up this morning, there were no bombs bursting in our air, no bullets flying over our heads, and no tanks in our streets. Lord, now we're praying, God, that there'll be no troops in our streets from one land, part of the land to the other, God, from California to the New York mountains. Lord, let there be no troops marching in our streets, God. In your name, Lord, help us, God, break those chains. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father, hallelujah, for the music with the message that makes a ministry for our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. Amen, beloved. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about the topic. It's not about me. It's not about me. There's a Christian song, a popular Christian song that says, it's not about me. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Hallelujah. But I want to just put a little spin, a little broader perspective on that, because Jesus came for us. He came for us. He cares for us. He cares about how we treat one another. And, you know, beloved, it's not about me. We live in this age, and, you know, someone said it's a return to the Gilded Age. And it surely was kind of like that in the Gilded Age, too, where, you know, it was all about self. It was all about self-image and self-gratification. And self-promotion, and we even have what for how many decades now, the selfie, all right, just taking pictures of ourselves and posting that, and not only our real selves and our raw selves, our true selves, but our best selves, right, most of the time anyway, our best selves. We taking these selfie pictures to put that out there to promote our self-image or to promote ourselves, right? Or just in seeking self-gratification. Hallelujah. But it's not just about me. It's not about me. Hallelujah. It's not about me. It's about the God who loved us so much that he came and came in flesh to show us how to walk through this journey of life in a way that is pleasing and honoring to the one who created us. Who created us, who sent spirit of life into these mortal bodies and gives us this experience of life, of being human. Hallelujah. The only of his creations created in the image and likeness of God with free choice and will and cognition. We have brains that are so amazing. I forget the statistic that is given about how much of our brain capacity actually gets used in a day or a lifetime. We are so fearfully and wonderfully made. The science of our very bodies, the fact that we have evolved into a knowledge of transplanting organs and even fingers. Not only that, printing expenditures up off of 3D printers so people who have lost limbs can have that mobility again. I'm telling you, it is just crazy in a good way of what God has created and invested in humanity. Hallelujah. And it's too much to just be contained in a person. It's not just about me. It's not about the selfie. It's not about the self-image and the self-gratification. It's truly in experience of life, and so many like myself can testify that when I laid my life down, God showed me what life was really about. Amen. He showed me what life was really about. There was a, or is, in one of the devotionals that I read this morning on our ministry, prayer ministry line, from the Upper Room devotional, and it's titled, It's Not About Me. And when I read that this morning, it was just such a blessing to share that with like-minded believers. And I think I... I wanted to share that, but I think I might have too much stuff going on and I can't get to it. So let me try again. See, I should have pulled it up before. Here it is. Here it is. God's will be done. It's not about me. It's written by Sister Melanie Fritz in Pennsylvania. Snaps and claps to you, our sister. And she's very open, you know, and raw about it. She says that she was out at the pool, just trying to relax and have a good time, right? And she had a casual chat with a woman that she didn't know. And the chat evolved into what she says was a horrific account of her son's experiences with bullying in middle school. He had been the victim of a vicious beating in a school bathroom. And the story of this young teen's awful ordeal was deeply disturbing to Melanie. I didn't want to hear the details, but I listened and tried to respond appropriately. She says as she drove home trying to process what she had heard, she was irritated that her relaxing afternoon had turned out to be a source of stress. Anybody been there? I can say ouch and amen. As I was wishing I hadn't even gone to the pool, she said, I thought of a Bible verse that shifted my perspective. Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth. I thought of a Bible verse that shifted my perspective. And God asks us to bear one another's burdens. And God doesn't specify that those burdens be just those of the people we know and love, but God just tells us to bear them. Sister writes, perhaps the woman just needed someone to help carry her heavy load because of the end of summer and the return to school, that it was a time of angst for both her and her son. I don't know, she said, nor do I need to know why she told me her story. God's ways are higher than our own. But that afternoon, it wasn't about me. It was about following God's command. And what is that command, beloved? In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2, he says, bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens. Bear one another's burdens. And then there's a prayer. Dear God, when we want to run and hide from all the unsettling news in the world, may we pause to consider whether we can instead choose to stay and help. That word is for somebody. Amen. I know it's for somebody listening right now. Hits real close to home, don't it? When we want to hide from all the unsettling news in the world, God, help us to pause and consider whether we can instead choose to stay and help. I'm speaking to somebody that's talking about leaving the United States of America because things are so bad here. And as I was saying to someone, you know, if everybody who has the means to leave leaves, then what happens to those who don't have the means to leave? Come on here, somebody. We got to stay and help one another through this thing. Why are you saying things are so bad here? Ain't nothing bad in my world. Things are pretty good with me and my family. Did you see my stock report? Did you see I got some money in the bank? I got a pretty nice house. My family is doing well. Come on, but it's not about me. Amen. It's not about me. Hallelujah. Bear one another's burdens, beloved. Hallelujah. There are people who are being snatched up off the streets and disappeared. People who are being sent to countries that they've never been to, exiled there, and we're paying millions of dollars to keep them there. People who are being taken, even citizens, people who have served our military, our police force, in our education system, and who are being taken and sent out of this country. Come on here, somebody, that they have served, that they have been productive in, that they have paid taxes in, that they have helped. Come on here, somebody. We have these tariffs that are taxes, taxes without representation, taxes that the Congress did not impose. Come on here, somebody. We can't just hide from the news that's happening in our nation or hide ourselves from the news that's happening in the world if we're going to be truly followers of the Christ who went to Calvary, the Christ from Galilee, the Christ who came not as a king in a palace, but as a baby in a manger, whose mother was told there was no room for her in the inn. She was a foreign woman traveling, trying to make it home with her husband to meet the census, and they told her there's no room for you here. Does that sound familiar? That's how Jesus came into this world. Before he left this world, he said, if you do it to the least of these, I was hungry and you fed me. I didn't take away your food stamps, your SNAP benefits. Come on here, somebody. I didn't take away, amen, your WIC and your school lunches. I was hungry and you fed me, he said. When you did that, you did it for me. When you did it to the least, you did it for me. I was in prison and you came to see about me. Not did you snatch me up off the street and put me in prisons and countries, put me in prisons in like alligator Alcatraz. Come on here, somebody. If we are truly listening to Jesus and following the teaching of Jesus, there's no way we can accept or condone or support the things that are anti what he was about, what he taught, what he lived, what he did. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. I was in prison. You came to see about me. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was thirsty. You gave me something to drink. I was naked. You gave me clothes. When did we do this to you, Jesus? When you did it for the least of those among you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It's not about me. Hallelujah. 7 million people on the streets of America yesterday, they got the memo. They could have been doing something else on a Saturday afternoon, a beautiful autumn Saturday afternoon. Every account, every photograph I saw, it looked like it was beautiful weather everywhere. That's rare. Oh, my God. Amen. Well, beloved, listen, it's not about me. Who can I help today? Whose burden can I help carry? Whose burden can I help lift? Who's trying to do a project that I can give my expertise, my experience, my resource, my connections? Who can I help? Hallelujah. Who can I give a call to today that's going through? I know they're sick. I know they're struggling. I don't have resources, but I can take time to call and say, hi, I'm thinking about you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Let's bear ye one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. We can't put our heads in the sand and try to wait this thing out, but we can choose to stay and help. I will help bear someone's burdens today. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and that is my spiritual social commentary for today. I got another song for you, beloved, and this one is Lord, You Are Good. You are good. Ask me how I know. So glad to know him this way. So glad to serve him every day. Lord, you are good. You just that good. Amen.
What am I going to do? I have all of these responsibilities, all of this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today. You so good to me. Let's go right here, everybody.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried,
even
it wouldn't work. If I tried, it wouldn't work because. Come on and lift up your voices.
So good
to me. Come on, sing.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Yeah, I can say he's good because even on a bad day, he's still a good God. He can take a mess and turn it into a miracle. He can take a tragedy and turn it into a triumph, a trauma, a trial, a test, a tribulation. He can turn it around. Oh, my God. Yes, I can say he is good. He can take pain and make it into passion and power. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He is on our side, beloved. He's on our side. But you know, there's some altars that are up and they need to come down. That's what the problem is. There's only one altar that needs to stand, and that's the altar that was Jesus Christ's sacrifice. Amen. At Calvary. Hallelujah. Those other altars, they need to come on down. Well, beloved, I'm getting ready to get up out of here, but I want to say happy birthday to all you October babies. Happy anniversary to all you October lovers. Yes, beloved, I hope you have a wonderful celebration of your anniversaries. And listen, if you want more info about Overcoming Ministries and how to connect or submit a prayer request, check out our website at omychurch.com, www.omychurch.com. Yes, amen. Somebody will get back to you. And if you are sick and you're shut in, you are lost, you feel lonely, you feel confused and depressed, if you're stressed, if you're grieving, if you're bereaved, listen, been there, done that. Get there sometime. Don't stay there, though. Amen. Keep on praying. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. No matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray your day, I pray you will remember that there is a bright side somewhere, and you won't quit in the dip. You'll hang on in there in Jesus' name, because the sun is always there, and the Son of God is always shining. Amen. God bless you. Till we meet or speak again, I pray God continue to keep us. And listen, beloved, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I don't want to give you Pollyanna. Amen. It might get bad before it get better. So get ready. Get prepared. All right. And if you need more information about what I'm talking about, reach out. All right. Be glad to share it. We are on Prayer Watch Prayer Ministry every morning, 6 days a week from Sunday to Friday at 7:30 a.m. Our phone number for that is 516-653-3871. 516-385-8571. Amen. For prayer. Hallelujah. We're there. Yes, beloved, we're there. And, till we speak or meet again, remember never to forget that God loves you. I love you too. Yes, I do. But God loves you more and God loves you best. Oh, I want to share that we're going to be doing our autumn Bible study series, a book and Bible study on the book titled Do Your Children Believe? And how to be intentional about passing on your legacy of faith to your children. For more information about that, you can reach out as well. You can send us a text at 518-653. What is that number? 518-653-2008. 518 206-532-0008 for text messages, and somebody will get back to you on that too. All right. A prayer line, 7:30 in the mornings, 516-387-8591, a free conference call. And let's get to prayer on. Mondays is our Maximize Praise Day, and we maximize praise unto the Lord on Mondays. How about that? If you're into praising God, we ask you to come and join us on that too, because God is good just like that. Just like that. Well, it was so good the first time that we're gonna play this again. We want you to know it, and we want you to get it. We want you to have it. Amen. God is on your side. Stay well, stay safe, and be blessed. Amen. Know that God is on your side.
Listen.
He wants you to come through.
Some days are weary.
He wants you to come out.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say. You can make it.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
And don't you think nothing less.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's the
reason why.
Come on.
God's on your side. He can handle it. God's on your side. Hold on. God's on your side.
He can
handle it. God's on your side.
Hey, beloved, one more announcement. I'll be back on Tuesday afternoon at 4:10, Tuesday afternoon show with Pastor Kim. And we have some of the candidates that are running for a re-election or election on with us. So hope you can tune in. If you're in the city of Hudson area, we have our mayoral candidates coming on. And then some more surprises, all right? So join us if you can at the same place at the 4:10 p.m. time. No matter what, I got to say it again. God is on our side. Oh, my God. Don't quit in the dip.
Yeah.